This is Counterculture with Marie Buskey, Wednesdays at 10 a.m. on Reality Check Radio.
Welcome to Kiwi Farm. Established 1840. Winky was busying himself for the end of year. He was counting down the sleeps until the farmhouse recess and trying to avoid unnecessary conflict or aggravation. Davy's provocation of the kunikuni now had additional support by the highest justice shed on the farm, ruling that kunikuni claims to beaches and coastlines had been overreach. Something that incensed Dave, Deb and Tama and all the flag and patch-wearing kuni, who saw this as a kick in the guts and an abrupt thudding back down to earth after the highs of their hikoi. From a kuni perspective, this was never over. They would use the summer recess to retrench and regroup for the following year. After the departure of Darling Taker from the free-range seat on the back benches of the farmhouse table, it was time to bring in her successor, and the free-rangers were delighted at the pig they had chosen. Paddy Piglet was a young pink barrow, who, like Deb from the Kunikuni, was an Irish grice pig with an identity crisis. He too claimed Kuni ancestry, but Paddy's issues ran deeper than that. Paddy was proud to be the first openly confused member of the farmhouse, not only confused by who he was, but by what he was. He neither identified as a barrow or gilt, just as a collective noun, swine, as if there was something unusual or special in any way. As if his personal pronouns weren't enough, his peculiar dress and identifying features were plastered and paraded all over his body. His glowing pink skin was festooned with a myriad of tattoos of various origins and ideologies, and he wore garb as confused as his supposed identity. From a black leather beret to skirts he had raided from other sows' sties, and of course that compulsory free ranger's tea towel accessory that had never ever dried a dish. Paddy also had questionable habits. His fondness for glitter nail polish and rainbows were harmless enough, but his propensity to wallow in the poo pits and lick his chops in pleasure raised eyebrows amongst even the most free of the rangers. Yep, Paddy was a pig, the like of which had never been seen around the farmhouse table. And his concerns and visions for Kiwi Farm? Well, greater food options for all farmyard dwellers and workers, and blind, unquestioning support for any harebrained idea brought forward from any academic cat who was a professor in the field that ended in studies. Paddy was a riddle, wrapped in a mystery inside of an enigma, and no one quite knew what to do with him, or say to him, or even challenge him, as he sashayed about the central farmyard. And this suited the free rangers just fine. All that is, except perhaps Winnie, Ben and Jonesy, who look upon this new addition and sighed. This distraction would have to wait. They were far too busy trying to get Kiwi Farm back on an even keel, not aided by Oinky's gelatinous spine and lack of leadership, and focus on superficial projects without tackling the real issues. With 2 years left in their tenures, the summer recess was going to be a place where even more plans were germinated, hatched and enacted, and Winnie, Ben and Jonesy knew exactly what needed to be done. Tune in next time to Kiwi Farm, exclusively here with Counterculture on Reality Chook Radio.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas, from great looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers and more. The RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.